Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Love can be sweet.
sometimes devotion, and sometimes disease. The ones that you care for give you so much pain. Oh, but it's all right. They're both one in the
joy to be can't you see just how much you mean to me? Get a thrill each time I'm near you. I get such a rush, crave to feel your tender touch. Magic moment, paradise. Oh baby, life is too damn short to let you get away. Here to say I need your love. Oh baby, there's no greater pleasure than you give to me. Hear me baby, I want you to know. Joy, joy to be. Joy, joy to be.
Oh,
joy.
J-Rob, man, can I just say that Pat Teddy P is a smooth cat, baby. You heard, he said, girl, let me squeeze you. You heard him, Jay? He said, let me squeeze you. Girl, come here, let me squeeze you.
Listen, that's Teddy at his best, bruh. That's the Ooh-wee. Teddy we know and love. All you folks under 25, y'all don't know. Matter of fact, let me go further. You cats 35 and under, y'all got no clue.
No
what
clue,
dope music this
no
was.
Clue.
Yo,
man,
y'all got Bruno
listen.
Mars, and he's bad, but y'all didn't have Teddy.
I didn't have Teddy.
Y'all didn't have Frankie.
Frankie, baby.
Whew, but
man.
I will tell y'all this. When you hear what I'm playing in the room, get you a seatbelt. This is going to be hot. This is going to be hot and sexy like it used to be. I'm putting back on the blue light van, putting all the hits on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to, bro. You got to. And
come
just make sure, nobody bump the DJ table because he's spinning
records. And scratch
records.
The needle.
And scratch the needle. Come on. Man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And joining me, as always, to host this dynamic duo, this Thursday night manifesto, is my brother, the Dark Knight himself, Mr. DSP, y'all, J-Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
This avant-garde of poetry, Van Meadows, I'm doing... Like they say in New York, Excelsior. I'm doing fantastic,
oh,
bro.
Man, I love that.
And
Excelsior.
I'm sitting in the
co-pilot seat
the way Robin is supposed to when he's sitting next to Wolverine. Come on now. It's the Get Down. Y'all ready for this?
Well, we ready, bro. I hope they're ready. But listen.
Ben, I don't know if they're ready,
Ben. Radio presents... They got to be ready, Jay, because Epiphany Radio is bringing y'all the Get Down, the dial-in number. If you listening in online and you should so desire to be a part of tonight's show, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. Just
I got mine.
Like that. Oh,
you
I got mine.
Yours?
I got mine.
Van,
I got to tell you, you know I had to throw on the golden, the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. I had to put her on. And I threw on that pink Cadillac joint.
Yeah.
Since we in this kind of a vibe. I threw on the pink Cadillac joint. And then, Van, I went to Love Overboard by Gladys Knight. And then I went to Stephanie Mills, You Put a Rush on Me. And then I went to Evelyn Champagne King. Ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love.
When I was younger, man, I had the biggest crush on Stephanie Mills.
Stand in line. Yo, and I'm going to give you a hint. She's still fine.
Yeah,
she's still fine.
Ain't no doubt about it.
And because you put on some Frankie Beverly, I went to the woo-woo man. I went to the woo-woo man. I said, can you please bring us the woo-woo song? He said, John, you know I only do that for special kind of people. I said, bruh, they haven't heard the woo-woo in the woo-woo. Can you bring me the woo-woo? So he was like, here you go, rock the woo-woo. So I brought the woo-woo man. Just because I know how dope the song is, I'm going to put it in the event page twice.
My man.
So,
hey, man, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, the one,
that dude,
the only,
that dude,
Dr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet
For Real,
Douglas,
the
y'all.
Poet Douglas, y'all.
Man.
For real,
man, we,
if it wasn't for you, we couldn't do these shows. Stop playing.
Right, We couldn't do these shows. Now, Jay, bro.
Van.
Can you
Van.
Lay the topic? Van. Can you lay the topic on the people tonight? Please,
Van,
my brother, please.
Van, I spoke to the woo-woo man. Do you know what that means, Daddy? I spoke to the woo-woo man. But it ain't about the woo-woo. It ain't about the woo-woo. Because we need people to go woo-woo when they call us. Tonight, y'all.
Right.
Tonight, on the Get Down.
Tonight.
What does it mean to you to stretch your pen?
Not to us, y'all. Not to us.
What does it mean to you? And for those of y'all who don't know, me and Van always ask, can you challenge yourself? Can you challenge yourself in such a way that you're like, I never wrote a poem like this before. I'm going to try something different. Or I'm going to expand on what I normally do.
Yes.
And I believe most of you, if not all of you, can do that because we are all children to poetry. We bow in humble submission to the poetry gods. And what comes out, what comes to us through thought, through the gift of God, comes out in penmanship, cursive, and poetry. So tonight we're asking, what does it mean to you to stretch your pen? And that's our welcome to the Get Down. And I just can't wait to hear what they got to say. But wait, I'm excited to hear what they got to say. Hold up. Nah. You ain't excited. You ain't getting away with it just like that. Nah. I have a feeling deep down in my pretty little soul that Miss Mary gave me that you, Van Meadows, have a piece of poetry that fits this theme.
I'm going to cut to the chase
because I'm a fan of your work. And I ain't going to let you
Thank
just
you.
Slide like that. I want to hear, and I want to ask you. No, I ain't even asking. But I got to because I love you. What does it mean to you to stretch your pen?
Well, I'm going to put it like this. This piece is called Plastic Pen.
Go ahead and get on down.
Stretching my words around the globe, living in and out of your mind's abode. Like Plastic Man, I'm going to stretch your psyche. Create a world within my ink, just try me. From a healing perspective, properties of a global climate changing introspective. Building a team of superpowered pens, known as the Epiphany Radio Universe Combatant Heathens. Or those that seem unaware that they are the problem. And never trying to become part of the solution, indulging in a temper tantrum. My ink will transcend the world, only because I strive daily to stretch my pen and I'm enthralled. With the idea I can implement hope. I think that's so dope. Or maybe even inspire greatness in others and help fuel their fire. So I scribe and transpose. Nouns and verbs laced with awkward metaphors, I suppose. Most think to get a reaction. But more like to become a catalyst with word porn recommendations to help change the temperature of the modern mindset, uplift and rebuild with a cliff-hanging reset that you are your biggest fan. So make a plan to rise above hate and gravitate toward positivity in these dark times. These are more than just rhymes. Think of it as metaphorical zen. This is what it means to me to stretch my pen, and that's that piece.
You starting off this show by showing off and showing out. You and your pen had a conversation.
That's just a little something, man.
You and your pen had a conversation, just a little something. You and your pen had a conversation with the part where you said, I scribe to transpose nouns and verbs laced with awkward metaphors. I suppose most think to get a reaction. But more like to become a catalyst with some word porn recommendations to change the temperature of the mindset, the modern mindset, uplift and rebuild the cliff-hanging reset. Van, stop playing, damn
yes,
it.
Sir, bro.
The cliff-hanging reset, stop playing.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
Showing off, man. You and your pen had a conversation, and I know how your pen gets, because your pen was like, they're not ready, and you was like, nah, they're not ready, and your pen was like, well, then get the writing, and you were like, well, get the spilling, and then this is what happened. I see you.
Yes, sir, my bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. You know, just something from the mind of poetic. And, you know, we going to get off of me. We going to get off of me because I
just
also
about you.
I also know that you, my brother, from a deeper shade of soul, also brought something for tonight because I, too, am a fan of your pen and your work. So let me go ahead and back on up, give you the limelight and the spotlight so you can go ahead and get on down.
You are too kind. This piece is entitled When I Stretch My Pen. You know, every now and then I need a reason to stretch my pen. I need a reason to show and prove, to take the pen and to move the needle a little bit longer, to show that I am the child of my father. I want to take this poetry and bend imagination, elongate ideas into fundamental calibers, a conceptual, intellectual focus pyramids where I can departmentalize properly all of me through my poetry. I want to see where this can take me, take every punchline and give it its own time and let each one connect as if this was America Online. And no, I'm not concealing it. I want these pieces to enter your membrane, tap into your consciousness, play with your time frame, not needing it. And like heroin, when it hits, it gets into your vein, into your bloodstream, and you start feeling it. Can you just imagine? Every word of this piece wrapped around the earth as if the planet gave birth to flocks of birds flying in unison, where there is aimless directions going everywhere, where the piece takes its own direction that's mixed with affection. I mean, think about it like this. I want to have passionate makeout sessions with dictionaries and thesauruses that will passionately drip copulation concepts that will turn on so many other words that even the hardest person can't wait to hear this shit again, because y'all just want to turn out to be poetry voyeurs and watch me do what I do on stage and give you this poetry. Time and time again, that's how I stretch my pen. And that's that piece.
Yo. Do y'all hear this? In case you missed it, let me just give you a few of my favorite parts of this piece. Can you imagine every word of this piece wrapped around the earth as if the planet gave birth to flocks of birds flying in unison, where there is aimless direction, where the piece takes its own direction, mixed with affection? I mean, think about it like this. I want to have passionate makeout sections with dictionaries and thesauruses that will passionately drip compilation concepts that will turn on the other words so that even the hardest person can't wait to hear this shit again, because all y'all just turned out to be poetry voyeurs. Bro, that's some serious wordplay as well as lines in that right there. J-Rob, bro. Stop playing, bro.
I bow down in humble submission to the poetry gods, bro. I bow down to the poetry gods.
Bruh. Nah, man. I'm bowing down to you right now and saluting you at the same time, bro.
My man.
Dope, ain't Jay.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what me and Van talk about. I don't get to write like this with this kind of energy on a regular basis, and it's fun, and I got a chance to take the poetry somewhere else, so this was fun for me. And thank you, Van. Thank you so much for the conversation that brought this. But, you know, I, if you don't mind, can I please put your piece in the event page for somebody else to get what I got when I got to hear this? Please.
Man, please, absolutely. Go ahead. Do what you do, bro. You got that.
Salute to you, King. Salute to
Make
you.
Make sure you yours, man, because yours, man, yours goes to so many different levels of the brain, bruh. It ain't even funny, man. It ain't even funny. Woo.
I appreciate it. But listen, I could talk about having fun with you all night. And one of these days,
sir,
this is going to be a show with me and you just talking. One of these days.
Oh,
it might be the last show of the year. The last show of the year with just us, you know, going over. But
I don't know. Do you think they would call in and listen to us just talk? You think they would do that?
I think so, because we're kind of comical. And then when you add a David Mott.
I tell you what. When you add a David Mott, how about we take a poll and see if the last Get Down show of the year, they would just want to hear me and J-Rob do pieces and have conversation from the entire year of 2021.
Entire year. Yes, that's it. That's it.
So
that's
the poll.
That's
we're going to take that poll.
That's the poll we're going to put out.
And we'll have like a reflection type show of the Get Down over the year.
And we get to open everyone's line in one shot.
We're going to take a Mojave approach to that, because that's a Mojave thing. He does that well, opening up everybody's
mind, letting them go at it.
So let's put that poll out there on the event page and see if that's something that they would actually like to participate in and be a part of. So let's just see.
Watch me work. In between the woo-woo song and your poetry, watch me work.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, speaking of David Mott, Mr. Metaphoria, ladies and gentlemen, this has got to be a first ever if he's not hosting. He is actually here before Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer, Ms. VIP, La Perla Negra, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria, my gracious.
Yeah,
what are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm first, motherfucker.
David,
I'm first.
David.
Yeah.
David.
I sat and listened to that goddamn elevator music for 15 fucking minutes. I say the week that I call in 15 minutes early, he don't play no music. He let this goddamn
shit play.
I said you did this shit on purpose because you knew I was in line waiting.
No, if I'm being honest, I had to drop my daddy off at the bus station. His bus didn't come till 8:50, so I left him at 8:30. And I really didn't want to leave him where I left him because there's a lot of shady characters out there. So I had to actually purchase something from one of the cats who was selling, like, merchandise and not drugs, but merchandise. So they could know that I was going to say,
what you about to do, a drug sack or something? You know, got a little something to clear the head today? That's cool.
So I had to let them know that it's cool. I'm one of y'all. I don't care if I drive an expensive car. I'm still one of y'all. So...
You about that shit so them niggas didn't rob your ass. I understand. Yeah, sometimes you got to do that shit.
Bruh, you are exactly correct. Because when them brothers start rolling up, hanging out at the gas station, it's like, what the heck is this? So, okay.
Yeah, you had to buy a T-shirt and a CD from a motherfucker that can't spell, but he rap. Ain't that a bitch?
And so, but yep. And I told the guy, I said, listen, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got merchandise that you're selling. You need to let people know that you're selling this stuff. You can't just start here and expect people to know you're selling stuff. But, you know, I digress.
Oh,
so,
man, you know, I don't be fucking around like that too tough, man. I just be out here trying to do my thing. I ain't with all that other shit.
Yo, you sound just like him, bro.
I know them niggas. I know them.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so.
Price different for everybody. If you spend $10, I bet it was $5 for everybody else. You had to spend $10 because you was in a nice car.
I had it right. Because I was in a nice car.
And he said something slick like, for you, $10.
Right. Yeah.
Don't tell nobody else, but for you, my man, give me
a $10. He hit me with, I got two sizes. I got this small and this large right here, you know. Oh, okay, bro. I see the game. But.
That's fucked up. Yeah, glad to be here. Yeah, I'm going to try not to
say motherfucking
been
a minute since you've been first,
nine,
Mr. Mott. Been a minute.
Yeah, because I hate that motherfucking intro music. That shit gets stuck in your head. You be walking around and singing and shit and everything.
Intro music.
Yeah, you've been on enough shows,
down.
You got that motherfucking song memorized.
That's a courtesy. Ladies and gentlemen, the intro for the Get Down is courtesy of A1. For real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, he created that intro specifically for the Get Down. For those of you that have not watched
that ain't
the
one I'm talking about, motherfucker. I'm talking about the Blog Talk music.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, before
but I'm
Blog
still,
Talk turns
but
on.
I'm still gonna, Yeah, yeah, but I'm still going to get my my spiel. So go to Netflix and check out the show, The Get Down. You won't be disappointed. Oh, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's why you didn't get any music, bro, because I was running late, and I got my baby girl, so she's kind of like not sleep, and I don't know what she's doing right now, probably terrorizing the house, because my son is on his way to bed, and she's just having at it, so, you know, but yeah.
She's like, now's my chance.
Right, she's like, yeah, now it's my
time. I'm about to break this lamp and everything and this shit. But y'all got a question. Ain't no sense in letting
me get the question. Wait, Fran, before we get to the question, to ask you first before we ask anyone else. And we're not going to ask everyone, but we'll pick
we don't
and choose.
We don't want to ask him.
Nope.
We don't want to ask him this
but,
question. Here,
I need you to be quick.
Oh, God.
Would you mind hosting the last Get Down at the end of the year with us? And have a recap of the year of your favorite shows or your favorite piece.
I mean, if I could spit some shit too, I ain't gonna stay on the phone for 3 hours listening to you motherfuckers just spit y'all shit. Hell, I got shit
that
too.
That means yes, because if you listen to what we said, we didn't just say it's gonna be us.
Right,
but
we're gonna
work out the kinks.
And for the record, you have the remaining shows of this month, next month, and the months after to come regularly and spit more pieces, so you can have more to talk about. And more spit.
Yeah, what he said.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. David Mine, ladies and gentlemen. David Mine. Well, Dave, we got some other callers.
Yeah, listen. At the risk of hoping to piss a little midget motherfucker off if he listening, I got enough shit already written that I can spit every day, every motherfucking week of the year for the next 10 years.
My man.
You know, one guy there feel I'm cocky and shit, so I think I have a cocky moment.
You know, Dave, you could just mess up a wet dream and a good joke.
When you aren't,
so
I'm just saying, when you're under 5 foot 5, you
I'm gonna let Van talk to you now. I'm gonna let Van talk to you. Stop being racist. I'm gonna let Van talk to you.
Mr. Metaphoria, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you to stretch your pen?
I think it's very important to stretch your pen. You can't just stay in one wheelhouse.
I know
a lot of people feel, you know, everybody has their favorite genre to write in, and that's what they stick with, and that's cool. You know, if you're a love writer and that's all you want to write about, that's fine. Heartbreak, erotica, whatever you want to do, that's fine if that's what you consider yourself as that particular poet or writer. But if you consider yourself an all-around writer and you just stick to one thing and you never want to stretch your pen, you're full of shit. That's the only way you're going to get better. I don't give a damn. Whatever it is you're doing, you got to keep doing it in different ways to get better at the shit. And to what we would say, perfected, you know. None of us ever be perfect at anything, but we get close as we can to it. I don't give a damn if it's riding the bike. You got to ride it with two hands first, then one hand, then try no hands. You got to do different shit on it. If not, put the motherfucker down if you ain't going to try to get no better at it. So, yeah, you should definitely stretch your pen in all different facets, especially with something you're not comfortable with. I mean, that's
absolutely
the only way your shit going to grow.
Absolutely.
Anything you do, you got to get uncomfortable.
Yes, sir.
So that's why it's very important to me. I like to stretch my pen in many different ways. Hell, I love challenges. You know, y'all heard me say it before, like pick challenges. I love them. Ain't nobody been able to stump me with a pick yet. I welcome all challenges. Every pick has a story, and I like to tell the story to it. I just feel that's the way everybody should be. Somebody, you got to tell somebody's story because sometimes they can't tell it. It ain't always got to be your story. It'd be anybody's.
All right, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. He said it, y'all. He said it. But please, don't try to ride a bike with no hands. First time out, you'll run into a wall. Ask somebody that knows. I know. Oh, but now, we're going to step out of the way. We're going to step out of the way, brother. Let you go ahead and go with that.
All right, this piece is titled 14. 14 years old. Innocence in its most pure existence in a world so cold. Straight A student with plans to go to college. Since she was a child, she loved seeking knowledge. Her mother worked 6 days a week from 9 to 9. No male figure in the home because daddy lied. For the past time, she kept her nose in the books. A life of cleanliness in a world filled with dirty crooks. One day at school, she caught the attention of a senior, a charming young man with an extremely smooth demeanor. He told everything she had never heard. In a daze, she was hanging on to his each and every word. For the first time in life, she received attention from a boy. She was as happy as a child with a brand new toy. After a few weeks, she felt it was love. He was the very first male she was able to kiss and hug. Late night conversations of adult nature. He convinced her that nudity is beauty and all a part of nature. So she sent her naked image to him in a text. He replied to her with a request for sex. Though riddled with fear, she agreed. She felt she loved him, and it was time to do the dirty deed. The very next day, before her mother came home, he came over, and within minutes, her innocence was gone. She felt like a woman anew, and to his love, her heart would stay true. The next day at school, she approached him and said, "I love you, boo." In return, he said, "I don't feel the same as you." He turned and walked away, giving her the cold shoulder. Just like that, her run of love was over. Her face covered in tears, she walked into class. All the students pointed and laughed. She was broken and nothing could fix her. As she discovered, he had sent multiple students her naked picture. She had given him her most prized possession, and was sex with nothing more with his main obsession. Embarrassed far more than she ever had been, she ran home immediately from school and waited for her mother to walk in. Hours of crying had passed, and finally her mother walked through the door. She said, "Mom, can we talk?" But she was completely ignored. She tried again and again to get her mother to lend her an ear. Her mother screamed, "I'm tired and I don't want to talk about anything. Now get out of here." So she went to her room and climbed into bed, her pillowcase drenched by the tears she had shed. All she could think about how her heart was broken and how piercing his words were when spoken, along with the thought of how could she show her face again at school, being that he had made her look like a complete fool. The next day, she returned to school with a plan in mind. She was seeking closure and peace of mind. During lunch hour, all the students gathered outside after being fed. She made her way to the roof and stepped out on the ledge. She screamed out his name and questioned why. As everyone pointed towards her in concern, she began to cry. In a panic, he yelled out to her, "We can fix this." She replied, "You drove me to this." Before anything else could be said, she threw herself off the ledge. Dead upon impact, a blank stare of open eyes. The guy everyone once looked up to was now the guy everyone despised. But why did it have to end like this? 14 years old and sure to be missed. To get her mother to listen, she tried and tried. If only she would have given her a few minutes, she would have known her daughter was contemplating suicide. Rest in peace, Queen. In peace.
Wow. J-Rock.
I wasn't ready. Kind of had an idea where you was going, but you a free spirit. And I had an idea that this might go in a different direction. I wasn't ready. And because I have a soft spot in me with regard to how men treat women, this really does have an effect on me. And it's a story that has happened all too many times in our community. And dare I say, a lot of us know some men who are guilty of this behavior. Hopefully it didn't end the way that this piece did, but it is something to make you think about how you've always treated women. And before I give it to Van, the reason I know that's true is because, God rest his soul, my father says something to me that has stuck with me to this day, is why I treat women differently than I used to. He said, "For somebody who's supposed to be so pro-black, you treat a lot of black women like shit." And it was that night I stopped behaving the way that I was behaving towards sisters. Stopped. So, this piece touched me, Dave. I hate you for that. I hate you for that. This piece touched me, man. You ain't going to make me cry, though.
Well,
I hate you. But it's
I appreciate it, and I'm glad to be hated.
It's a dope piece. Van Meadows, what say you? Hate you, Dave.
Man, Mr. Metaphoria, this piece is a true example of stretching your pen. I think that's a global pandemic as well, in my eyes. It made it emotional for all of us to feel the pain of what happens during that time. And hopefully stories don't always end the way that this one did. This piece is very, very deep and emotional on a lot of levels. I, too, was not ready, but I am thankful that you showed us and everyone else a different caliber of your pen. And
indeed.
I appreciate you, brother. I want to salute you as well. Dope ink, bro.
Well, But I appreciate y'all for that. And if I could just say one thing before I leave, to any women listening that enjoy going bareback, please hit my inbox. It is bareback season now because the air conditioners have came on and everything like that.
Thank you for playing, Dave. We have some lovely party gifts on the Get Down Dance floor. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Like to
thank
go
you,
bareback.
Cleveland.
And,
ladies and gentlemen,
and you're not
David Bott.
Harry.
David Bott.
You know,
David Bott, ladies and gentlemen. David Bott. David Bott, ladies and gentlemen.
If y'all desire to talk with him, meet him on the dance floor.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Metaphoria.
Oh, dance yourself.
Yes, but if you're very hairy and you have a leaky bladder,
thank
don't
you, David
come
Bott. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, David Bott.
And
thank you. Thank you, David Bott.
Just
thank you. You.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, bro. J-Rob, that's your man's. That's my brother, but that's your man's.
That's my man. He needs to change his name to Mr. Unpredictable.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
He dropped that dope piece and then went there.
Oh, man.
Good brother, who might we have next?
Absolutely. We got one half host of the Love Zone. And also, man, also the host of Express Your Vibe every other Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss VIP, what's happening?
Hello, darling. Hello, J-Rod. What's going on?
Well, hello to you.
How you doing? You doing all right?
Yes, I am. I am wonderful.
Have you been checking out the event page?
Yes.
You see the music we dropping? We
yes,
dropping
I,
the hits.
Yes, I told
we,
you.
We're dropping yes. the hits. We're bringing the hits. Bring your dance shoes. Bring your dance shoes. Even the DJ that's in the Get Down dance floor is like, John, where you finding these hits? Come on now. Come with it. Come with it.
I know that's right. I
you guys
apologize for missing your show last night. From what I heard,
okay, love,
it was phenomenal. The shenanigans that was going on up in there, from what I heard up in there.
All right.
Dope. Congratulations, you guys. So.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you about to say?
That you and J-Rob and Metaphoria, I mean, y'all done set the bar high tonight, okay?
How do we set the bar high when Van writes most of my material?
I don't know.
Right, yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. He writes my stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Danielle wrote my stuff too. Mm-hmm. But
I can see that, and I respect that. And I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
J-Rob, no, you didn't. J-Rob, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Ladies and gentlemen,
what?
If y'all ain't on that event page, y'all better get on that event page. My man just posted square biz for you, baby. Square.
You know I got to give him square biz. I got to give him
square
biz.
Whoo.
You shouldn't be at the Get Down if you ain't ready for square biz.
Yo, I'm
that's
sorry.
True.
Go ahead, continue.
My bad.
I just got really excited. My bad.
I'm just saying, Miss VIP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before you hit us with your piece, what does it mean to you, short version, to stretch your pen?
Well, it's all about what my piece is about, and then I can answer your question.
I'm getting out the way. Van, back up from. Let her have the microphone. I want to watch this. I'm going to watch this. Well, sweetheart, please go on ahead and get on down.
Stretching my pen means I expand my mind, use words, metaphors to express everything I'm trying to say. It can also mean to write every day, which I can't do. I need a muse, prompt. Maybe I just need you. Stretching my pen means using my wildest imagination, brainstorming, having a pen and notebook beside my pillow, writing down every sensation. If iron sharpens iron, I want to be sent pieces that will stretch my pen. I love sexy, sultry, and zen. Beautiful pieces that make me swoon, makes me want to really write deep in the night in my bedroom. The best is when stretching my pen makes me write as a woman in love. I can dream all day, say what I want to say. I can shine, soar to the heavens above. But what I like best is I can do what I want when I say when, and that what it means to me, stretching my pen in peace.
Oh. Okay, you're just gonna climb the winding staircase. Ben, before I say anything, you go ahead, brother. You go ahead. My bad.
You know what? She said something. I really want y'all to pay attention to something that she said in this piece, because what she said in this piece should not be a reason anyone should ever have writer's block. And I will explain. She said she doesn't get to write often because she needs a muse. And do y'all know how many muses are in your life every single day? Most of you look at the muse from a standpoint of a personal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What about the fact that the muse can just be you see something that's in your favorite color, write about it? What about it was that first breath that you took when you woke up? Write about it. There is, oh my gosh, Ms. VIP, I love this piece, and I could go on and on and on, but that line there spoke volumes to me, because for that reason, I never have writer's block. Never.
Okay.
Dynamic Ink, I loved your piece. Ooh, J-Rod.
Thank you, darling.
I'm a fan. And because... What's all that?
That's me. My headset. You good.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. You had the envelope again. I'm like, no, we already gave out the awards. Anyway, I'm a fan. I'm digging this. I like this, and I like it a lot, because I don't get to hear you do this kind of material. I don't get to hear you really play with a pen and be like, let me show you why I enjoy writing this kind of poetry, or writing poetry anyway. Mm-hmm. I dig how you write. Bottom line.
Thank you.
And this
I'm a fan of
is
yours,
evidence.
Oh, I'll put in. Let me give you my compliment. I'm just saying.
But
all right.
I dig what you did. And I appreciate you bringing
you.
That. So. Mm-hmm. I can brag about you forever, so I'm going to just let you know I love this piece.
Aww.
Tremendously. I might like it a lot more than Van, and he loves it. So, thank you.
That's very, very true. Very, very true.
Well, I appreciate
now,
you, too.
Now,
thank you so much.
Before you go over to the Get Down Dance Floor and join Mr. Metaphoria, oh, God, please be careful. But
yeah, because you know
let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Please.
I sure will, of course. Well, next Wednesday night, my diva will be in the love zone with either Baby Diva or Poetic, because I will be on a flight. So, darling, I can't make it that night. But it's going to be a good topic, because it's coming from La Perla Negra, all right?
Mm.
And then Friday night, is it Express Your Vibe or will it be Renaissance poetry? I don't know.
Van, let's just say Miss VIP is going to be. She's going to be like Aretha Franklin on the freeway of love, because you know her show is that hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Express Your Vibe.
I
love it.
I believe Express Your Vibe is next week.
All righty then.
Because Express Your Vibe was on this past week. So it's Renaissance poetry tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Express your vibe. Yes.
When you land, girl, when you land, we got a show.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Now, Miss VIP, get on over there to that Get Down dance floor. And let's work a little.
Stay away from David Mott. Yeah. You do that Philly two-step, baby.
Absolutely.
Do that Philly two-step, Joan.
Two-step right on over, right, baby.
Take you. There you go. Take your socks off, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one half host of the Love Zone, Ms. VIP, and the host of Express Your Vibe every other Friday. Now, J-Rob, we're going to go from Ms. VIP to some rain. Let it rain on me. Let the Oh, hey, how you doing, honey?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, how I wish that it would rain, 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 rain.
Come on.
So all I know is my soul needs some metaphorical zen, and the word for me needs some passionate makeout sessions with a dictionary.
I know
that's
right.
What I know.
See, that's what, that's what Sam said.
See, and that's what J-Rob said. See. Man, it is it is nice.
And you said something about metaphorical zen.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not a really, really, really dope line. Yes.
It was.
Thank you. Oh, man. J-Rob, but she needs some passionate sessions with the dictionary and the thesaurus, though. We're not going to let that skate by, okay? We're not going to let that skate by.
Well, I am a word whore, so it's only apropos. Yeah.
So absolutely. So we can all be.
Can I say something about Miss VIP?
We can be poetry voyeurs.
Yes.
Indeed. Yes, we can. So you didn't catch the replay yet, have you?
Oh my God.
Two.
So listen. Listen, Miss VIP showed out at the end of the show. That's all I'm gonna say. You want to talk about stretching the pan?
Is really now?
He says he has some brown liquor, right? All I'm saying is you don't want to miss that replay. Last night was dope, but you definitely don't want to miss that replay.
Say less. We're headed over there when the show is over.
Hopefully she doesn't mind me calling her out. She retired now. She can do what she want to do. Anywhere she want to do it.
Okay now.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Now I've got to listen to that replay. I'm gonna.
Yes. Oh,
dare I listen to it while I'm at work? Dare I listen to it while I'm at work tomorrow? Should I?
As you should.
Well, you know, Danielle showed out too, but you know, we normally. I'm not saying that she. I'm just saying, it was a little unexpected for me.
Really? No. Really now? Let me a little bit more now.
Right?
Let me get me right with coconut water so I can really sip now. Let me really get some.
Is that me a heart to you place upon your chest now, child?
She warmed my soul last night. I was feeling away.
She warmed your soul.
Warmed your soul.
And you came to the Get Down. So that you can have make-out sessions with dictionary and thesauruses with some zen.
Metaphorical zen.
I just want to make sure I'm in the right room. I just want to make sure I'm in the right room.
Jay, we're definitely in the right room. We are definitely in the right room. So, Rain, darling, honey, what does it mean to you to stretch your pen?
So, for me, most people associate rain with sensual wetness, but I chose rain because I personally love rain because, yes, it is sensual and relaxing, but it's also cleansing and refreshing and gentle and sometimes unforgivingly fierce. So, that's what I wanted my pen to be. But for me, you know, I stopped writing for many years, and so for me, writing personal pieces is very challenging for me. So that's why, and I'm not saying that sex and
and sensual things are not personal. They can be, but they don't have to be. You can write about sex and it not be something that you're...
That's right, yes.
Exactly. So...
Yes.
So for me, and I wanted to finish this piece, and I wasn't able, because it is challenging for me. I'm in the middle of writing a very challenging piece right now, a very, very personal piece. So I wanted to finish it for tonight, but I wasn't able to. But another way for me is brevity. I often, if my piece isn't at least 3 minutes, I feel like it's not long enough and like I need to do more. So yesterday I actually wrote a piece in around a half hour or so, and it's not an erotic piece. And so I was pretty proud of myself for that. But I normally take some, also a slow writer. So, you know, there's different ways for me to stretch my pen.
I love it. Now, me and J-Rob are going to back away from the mic.
Mm-hmm.
To go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Have you ever tried to articulate the color of chemistry? See, at its height, the intensity of it feels a lot like bright pastels, subtly arousing. And at its core, it dances across your skin, wraps itself around you with the warmth of rich earth tones. It soothes you and ignites you all at the same time. And when it's unexpected, it courses through you in hues of crimson, unapologetic on a rampage to solidify that its presence is explicitly felt. Some say it can be serendipitous. It is. Well, this is. And honestly, I never knew how to define alchemy until now. This exchange of mental stimulation, penetration, a human vortex vibrating high, becoming the construct of the connection between two unexpected souls, erecting questions of how, why, and why now, where time, distance, and circumstance are all variables playing their part in a complex equation, where we are forced to calculate what the square root of me plus him to the third power divided by the miles multiplied by our will to find a solution. Like if he and I left our respective locations, traveled at the same speed, would we arrive on time, in time, to find the perfect exponential growth formula to exist as we were intended to? They say that where there's a will, there's a way. But for now, I'll simply enjoy the image that these exquisitely elegant hues, our connection, are creating. That's right.
Van.
Baby, can I just say, I love exponential growth. Yes, I do. Because you can do some things with the mathematical equations that normal people have no idea what you are talking about. But me, baby.
Indeed.
That's what I'm talking about. I love that piece. That was... You know,
Thank you. It
was sapiosexual erotic for me, but I picked up certain things within the piece, and you definitely stretch your pen here, and I dig it, and I love it. Dope ink. J-Rob.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be more careful. Yeah, because you don't want to curse when you hear peace is good. So you want to say got something else, but got to be more careful. This was this was poetry. I'm digging this. She said, now, mind you, I dig the whole thing, but the line that caught my attention, since, you know, I'm trying to have naughty make-out sections with dictionaries and thesauruses, what color? What is the color of chemistry? Hot damn, that's my line.
Yes, sir. Good
that's
job.
My line. You have to excuse me. I intend to use that line in something I am going to write. And it's
So, since you're talking about dictionaries, it's have you ever tried to articulate the color of chemistry?
Mm.
Just saying.
Have you tried to articulate the color chemistry? Oh, my gracious.
Better yet, Vince, hold up. Can you please attempt to elucidate as you articulate the color of chemistry? I'm just saying. I got a vocabulary. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know
indeed.
You do.
I'm just
indeed.
Saying.
Indeed.
I'm just saying.
It's getting a little warm in my room. It's getting a little warm.
You know what? I'm fixing it. Man, you can keep talking to her. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to just kiss myself. I like that line.
Yeah, it was dope. And, Van, I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I feel a lot better. I just hope the second dose of that crazy shot doesn't do me in like this one did. So.
Oh,
we'll
wait. This was your first one? Yeah. Don't plan anything. Like, don't have anything planned for your second one. Seriously.
Okay. All right. Okay.
If the first one did this to you, yeah, definitely don't plan anything the day that you get the second one or the day after.
Well, I did plan on working, so it sounds like that might not even work. But okay, all right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Just leave space. Just leave space for yourself to heal. That's all I'm saying. To rest.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Now,
can you please articulate the color chemistry? Don't mind me. I'm just talking to myself. Don't mind me.
And then, baby, let me pull out the periodic table of elements so we can create something filled with supplements. You know what? Stop.
You know what? That's inspiring, though. That's inspiring, though. I can work with that. See?
The E equals MC squared show is happening next month.
Yes.
So listen,
yeah,
don't let me slide in your inbox asking for a collab.
Look, bring it. I'm always down to write. I'm always down to write with anybody. Bring it.
I'm
ready.
Not, so, listen. Okay.
I'm ready.
But
now
I got a nice vocabulary. You can collab with me too. I can spell words. I can spell a couple of words.
It was the periodic table that got me, J. Rob. It was the it did something to me. It did something to me right now.
Yeah.
I said elucidate.
You did say elucidate. You did.
You did.
I should elucidate.
We can, you know what we can do, Rain? We can let him be a part of the session where we're talking about.
No, that's a private session.
Burners,
I don't want to extrapolate the words that you intend to use to create this piece of performance poetry. I got nice vocabulary, but carry on. I'm going to
absolutely.
Go back to my dictionary.
I know you have a whole queue of people. I know you do. So.
Go back to my poetry.
All right, Rain. So get on over on that dance floor. Get down dance floor. And
I can spell words, too.
Show us some of those moves you got, because I know you got moves. We know you got
I
said stuff, too.
I do have some moves. I got all kinds of moves.
I mean, I can spell words, too. I'm just saying.
I can teach them how to do the Detroit ballroom. I can teach them how to scrub the ground. We can just do some old school. I mean, what you want?
Jay, I'm going to take the rest of the night.
What's the vibe?
I got some learning I got to do. Well, we'll send
you
over there. Just save some room for us, all right?
Always.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain coming through.
I saw you. Walking in the rain.
Man.
That's just me.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom
Baby.
And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. This is the Get Down with your host, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son, And yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And, man, what a show so far, Jay. What a show so far, man.
Van, these poets coming in better than I expected. What rain dropped. Dig that. You like that pun, right? What rain dropped. Anyway,
raindrop.
What she brought to the you saw that, right?
Yeah.
You saw that? I be thinking. I know nice words, but I'm just saying. What
yes,
she
sir.
Brought to the table, bro, what David Mott gave,
oh.
not even brought, what he gave,
yeah.
what you
yeah.
did, and what Ms. VIP
no.
brought, bruh, I can't wait to hear what everybody.
Listen, what you brought, got lines for days, bro, that could inspire other pieces, man. And, bruh, yeah. You know what? Let's bring in this next poet, man, who happens to be affectionately known as Epiphany's Iron Man. He is the host of the Hidden War Council, Honey Drippers, Fly Speak, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa, and all that good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I know I'm forgetting something, but he is...
Superhero.
Mojave.
Listen, what did I tell you about that hot breath, man? That's not a good thing.
Good, bro?
That's not a good thing. What's happening, Brody? What's happening,
What's happening, bro?
No, what's happening? But before we get into all that, let me just shout out to my cousin J. Rob for being featured on the Schomburg's Literary Festival, being in the company of Youssef Komunyakaa, Hakeem Adabudi, and so many other literary greats, and he is starting out the festival. Y'all need to give this man a round of applause. The Bronx from the Harlem River Rider, give him his props. Give my cousin that love because he deserves it. He rocks out here. He's one half of the Get Down. He's all the way live, all the way a good man, upright man in Mason. Dope dude overall. Fuck with him. He's a real one. My motherfucking man. My blood. Give it up.
I appreciate you, cuz.
Yes, yes.
Real
yes,
spit.
Yes.
I really appreciate you, man. You didn't have to do that, man.
I don't give two shits. I'm going to do it each and every time. I'm going to do it each and every time. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. I'm beyond happy for you, you know, because this is what it is. You give so much to so – you do so many projects. You do so much service. You do so many things, and you give of yourself. I would not be good if I did not come on here and say that to make sure that everything else – not to say that Van wouldn't do it, just for the record. Not saying that Van wouldn't do it. I'm just saying for me. I'm doing this. I'm being selfish right now. And my selfish is making sure that, you know, I recognize you. It goes on paper. This is forever. This is what it is. J. Rob, love you. You deserve it. You the man. And this show is the fucking bomb. It's what it is. It's the Epiphany Radio Universe all day, every day. We take you to worlds unseen, worlds unknown. We are the people here making sure that you have the place for expression, for you to be free, for you to get your poetry off, for you to make sure that you understand that you're the shit, you're here, you're making it happen. And everyone listening within the sound of my voice who's listening to this podcast, understand that you are special, amazing, and you're needed, and you're wanted, and you're here. Let's rock. Okay, I'm ready.
My bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Shit. Nothing else needs to be said after that.
For real, man. For real, man.
Nothing else needs to be said after that. But I'm going to piggyback on a couple of things that Van Meadows said and jump into this.
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
And I know who I'm talking to. So I got a question. What does it mean to you, if you can give me the short version of what, before you jump into your piece, or just jump into your piece, what does it mean to
I'm
you?
I'm just jumping to my piece. I'm just jumping.
Just stretch
piece.
Your pen and do your thing,
my
Daddy.
Man. Go ahead and get on
All
down.
Right. Let me stretch my pen. Start way back when I was 7 and no one could hear me. My fears be taking over me. I would not sit in the dark by myself. My pen was my friend. The way I would write to incite light against my fright, darkness to light, a kid with a stutter with lots of expression but no utter, having to face bullies every day. This pen became toasted bread to butter. Let me stretch and tell you about this wretch called insecurity. That nigga be showing up all over the hood, the new D, Lowell, Ralph G. Reed, and my childhood. Watch him demonize and terrorize confidence, possess frail white teachers who second-guess your genius. Watch him steal the ink of your soul's lifeblood as you script hope and manifest destiny, scared of your greatness, and he would find people who ought to be locked up for stunting growth and killing creativity, becoming a mortal enemy of all things me, my pen. My pen is a progenitor of all things now and then, the earth of my desire, the fire of my wind, the silkiest blend of love, passion, and sex, social justice, and revolutionary tales I spin. Legit give birth to incantations and spells that spell from the way that I broke free from disbelief's hell. I've risen from my prison, spoke my written soul, manifest dream, and the Dharma free. Let serve me by giving out the wine of my mind for free. Allowed others to witness growth as well as pay me. Curating and creating beautifully dope spaces where people can find and be their creative. Being. Seeing is a vision of a division of sense. Imaginative intense bunch. Growing intense. Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right. Sorry. You know, that was crazy. It really just cut off right there. Oh, that was nuts. Okay. Sorry. Seeing is a vision. Oh, man. Forget this. I'm going to run it back. Anyway. Forgive me. It really cut off in the middle of the thing like it was erased. It was nuts. All right. Let me stretch my pen. Let me start way back when I was 7 and no one could hear me. The fears be taking over me. I would not sit in the dark by myself. My pen was my friend, and the way that I would write to incite light against my fright, the darkness into light. A kid with a stutter, with lots of expression, no utter, having to face bullies every day because pen became toasted bread to butter. Let me stretch and tell you about this wretch called insecurity. That nigga be showing up all around the hood. The New D, Lowell, Ralph G. Reed, and Childhood. Watch him demonize and terrorize confidence, possess frail right teachers who second-guess your genius. Watch him steal the ink of your soul's lifeblood as you script for hope and manifest destiny. Scared of your greatness, he would find people who ought to be locked up for stunning growth and killing creativity. Becoming a mortal enemy of all things me, I stretch. I heard a kiss becomes everything, the most wanted fantasy, the way that questions that need answers be, the way that hands up to police means shoot, the way that the ski mask way amongst the drip means put the pussy in a bag, a.k.a. give me the loot, the way that you hold the hand of the grand dame as her essence leaves the planet of your birth, the way that self-discovery and self-care define your worth. My pen is the progenitor of all things now and then, the earth of my desire, the fire of my wind, the silkiest blend of love, passion, and sex, social justice and revolutionary tales I spin. Legit give birth to incantations and spells that spell from the way I broke free from disbelief's hell. I've written from my prison, spoke my written soul, manifest a dream, and the Dharma free. Let it serve me by giving out the wine of my mind for free. Also allowed others to witness growth as well as pay me, curating and creating beautifully dope spaces where people can find and be their creative being. And seeing is a vision of division of sense, imaginary of intense suspense, imagination growing immense. Stretch. Open palms that fill with the essence of love that I seek, how I peek into the sensuality's boudoir, passion brighter than a star in the sky, apply the taste to her skin. As we delight in acts of sin, a cornucopia of intimacy, wanton and body, as I example exquisitely her body, delectable, delights devoted, blue flame fashion to making love emoted, sweet as honey, and when the honey drips, it covers lips to be licked and slicked across nipples and clits, the profound sound of orgasm emits and elects and elicits X-rated penmanship, making motherfuckers say, oh shit, it's the drip. I digress. As I press this pen to paper and seance this spirit to the realm of this paper, write the latest caper, send these mental cock pen blocking hoes to meet their maker, I've stretched my pen like Mr. Fantastic, like the man of plastic, like Stretch Armstrong. I learned to right my wrongs, soulful, softly singing my songs. My pen encompasses the best parts of the essential me. I stretch my pen to free and express me. Poem.
Yes, sir, bro. Dope stuff, man. Dope, ink. My brother said, like Mr. Fantastic, Plastic. I was also along that same vein when I was writing mine, because I felt the same way. And this piece definitely shows the depth of you stretching your pen, because you touched a whole lot of different areas in this piece. And it was just so effortlessly and so seamlessly when you brought it together. So, dope ink, bro. Dope ink. J-Rock.
I got to salute you, because this was a story that I'm overly familiar with. And it's funny how, you and I never met each other. And salute to your son for the genealogy chart. And we can have that conversation later. But still, it's funny how two cats that never met went through the same kind of stuff in grammar school and found their way through getting past things through pen and pad and pencil and pad to get past some things that they might have been going through, or what little tiny bits of things were holding them back. So to show you how powerful the mind is, I was living this piece with every single word that you threw out there, and I started writing as you were spitting it because it was happening. This is really, really, really an incredible piece, and it's just personal for me, as personal for you, because it felt like you were spitting what I went through before I truly discovered poetry. So I love it on that level. And secondly, stop coming on these shows making me cry. I hate you, and then I hate Van, and then you know I hate you, but you can't be on these shows making me cry.
Okay. Okay. I don't give a shit. You stuck with me. Fuck it all. I don't give two shits. You gonna cry. I cry too. We can cry together. Boo hoo hoo. Fuck it. This is what it is. You my blood. You ain't going nowhere. And Van's my man. And this is what we're on. So fuck everything and everybody. Fuck all that shit you're talking about right now. So
thank you, sir.
Love
you.
Love you a lot. Love you. And I say to you, sir, good day.
Good day to
I say good day to
Van,
you,
talk
sir.
Talk to him. Good day to
I
you,
say good
sir.
Day. No, good day to you, sir. I say good day.
I'm not doing this.
Because I have nothing. I have nothing.
I got nothing. I got
yes,
nothing.
Sir, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Javi, let everybody know what you got coming up this coming Tuesday, bro.
I'm sorry, man. All right. I got nothing.
All right. Sorry. This Tuesday, on Epiphany Radio Universe, we have a very special edition of Fly Speak. It is Pride Month, and we are doing a Pride mic. We are welcoming everyone who is of the identities of LGBTQ, but we are featuring one of the most prolific writers, describers, changes the atmosphere, makes things cinematic, creates things, basically writing on a super fucking dope series of futuristic queer erotica. His name is Al-Tariq Saint Sankofa. I'll be saying Jamal's name so much. Al-Tariq Saint Sankofa will be our feature this evening, amongst other people, but he is our main feature. We will be doing a show interviewing him, talking about where he's going, where this thing is going, and how seriously he rocks when it comes to it. You might want to be a child. You might learn something. More importantly, it's Pride Month. Come through. Support. Me and Ali. It's all good stuff. You know, we're rocking out with our socks out. Dope shit each and every day. Epiphany Radio Universe. You know,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're going where
all
no
right,
one has
bro.
Ever gone before. All right.
Definitely.
You got it.
Definitely. Now you got to get out there on that dance floor, bro. Make sure y'all
come. Nah, I ain't dancing, man. I got in trouble last time.
Nah, player.
Nah, time,
nah.
Man.
It's to get
I get
down.
In trouble.
You
nah.
got to dance.
Nah,
you got to dance. I
can't
trying
get
to hear
down.
It.
I can't get down. I can't get down.
I ain't trying to hear it. Listen, yes, you will. You're going to
nah,
jump around. You're
down,
going
man.
To jump around. You're going to jump around.
I'm not
jump
going
around.
To jump around. The floors are slick. I don't dance on slick floors, though. I don't dance
they
on slick
pina
floors.
They have pina colada.
No, I don't care about pina colada. No, that's like getting
bro.
Drunk and drive on the dance floor. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, check Javi out this coming Tuesday. Fly Speak, 9 p.m. Javi, to the dance floor. Yeah, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, area code 443. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hey, it's essentially Johnny. How are you?
Hey, you!
I knew that.
Hey.
I knew that.
I didn't know. Don't mess up my fantasy. I didn't know.
I'm sorry, J-Rob. I'm sorry.
Hey, essentially.
Hey. Listen,
how you
doing? I'm so drowsy, and y'all have me over here cracking up. It's such a weird feeling.
That's Van. That's
J-Rob.
Doing that.
I do nothing.
Oh my God.
I do nothing.
I love you.
Nothing,
y'all.
How you doing, dog? You doing okay? You doing all right?
Essentially.
I'm good.
Congratulations on your graduate. Hey.
Oh, yes. Hey. Congratulations and salute. Salute to you, mother, for doing such a fantastic job. And I know it ain't over, but salute to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You did a phenomenal job. Because without somebody in his corner to help him get it through, it wouldn't have happened. And you're a phenomenal mom to push the envelope to make sure that student has done what you intended for them to do, and that's to graduate. So, to you.
Yes.
To you.
Absolutely. Now, essentially, Zani.
Yes.
I mean, we got to know. We gotta know. What does it mean to you to stretch your pen?
Listen, if you ever were to get a hold of one of my writing journals, you would see that I edit heavy. Like, my pieces are short, but if you were to take a spiral notebook, my rough drafts may be like 5 to 7 pages front and back. It's ridiculous. So what I wanted to do was the opposite of that. I honestly considered trying to freestyle. I really did.
Oh.
But I know me. I know me. I am full of pauses. So what I did instead, I did a free writing exercise. And with that, you set a time and just write nonstop. And I've only done that one other time. And I don't edit when I do free writing. It's just pure stream of consciousness. So for me, that was stretching pen, and it's about trusting your words, trusting yourself. So that's what I went with. And it's a short piece, but it's free writing.
Mm. Okay, free writing. Okay, free writing.
We're moving out the way because we got to hear this.
I got to hear
this. Go ahead and get on down.
I also used a writing prompt from earlier this week, too, if I was to take my time. So the title of this is simply If. If I was to take my time, sit in my empty, listen to the why of this loss that consistently reoccurs, blurs my maybes, would I still hear me? The rhythm or the words of something about my heart and that it even aches still. That part is when the air went silent, when intent took root and sought to darken these pages. If by some chance I could sit in the before space, see the forming of the words that I whispered once, would they still be mine? Or has time gifted me with no? And peace.
Wow.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
I was.
There's a whole story. The story's longer than a piece.
me and you need to talk, because let me tell you what you just did.
What's that?
For anyone who likes roller coasters, and I'm a scaredy cat, but there's something about roller coasters I still want to do. You get to the top of that roller coaster, and you can see for, like, forever. And you're just sitting there, and you're like, how come it's not coming down? How come it's not coming down? And then it slowly backs up to the beginning. That's what you just did with this for me.
Interesting.
I heard, I'm at the top of the roller coaster, and I'm expecting it to come down and give us everything else. And she's like, nah, you can't get the rest of that yet.
I'm going to bring you back down to the beginning.
My timer was only on 5 minutes, and then I was at work, so I got cut short. So I only wrote for like 2 minutes straight.
Wow. Me and you want to talk, lady, because I mean, love where this piece is going. Van Meadows, what do you think?
I'm sitting there like Pepe Le Pew with the hearts in my eyes because I'm listening to the voice, and I'm just like bouncing to the sound of the voice and listening to the words, trying to remember the words, but the voice is just calling me, it's calling me. But 2 minutes free write.
Yeah.
You know how dangerous you are? I mean, do you really know how dangerous you are?
Not yet.
I really don't think you know.
Don't say it like that. I need you to say it with a lot less bass in your voice. Because she's like,
right.
She said all night.
Not yet, daddy. I don't know who's dangerous yet, daddy.
Y'all are crazy.
But you're. I think the more that you unleash yourself, I think I did a post about this earlier this week, coming out from under your shell and exploding. Cause right now you like halfway out and halfway in. And I think if you do more of these free writes and then go back over them, you will see how lethal you really are. I mean,
that's the word. Lethal.
Yeah. So I dig it. Dope, Ink. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for your feedback. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Now. Ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all don't know, Essentially Janice is affectionately known as the other 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe. So why don't you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Mm-hmm. And listen, on Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're going to find me hanging out on the event page. That's where I love to interact with the poets. I'm going to be borrowing your phrases, making you some visual gems. Come see us. It's hosted by For Real the Poet, Poetic, La Perla Negra, and myself.
And J-Rob.
Absolutely.
When you can come through. And J-Rob.
Yes, come through. Come hang out with me on the event page. Make sure you interact. Post your pieces. Post your feedback.
And J-Rob.
Yes, post your pieces.
Indeed. All right, Dolly. Well, now, before you drift off into La La Land, we got to get you over to the dance floor for a few moves. You cannot
just
drift off into La La Land. Just a quick two step.
I'm gonna grab one of those pina coladas.
I know that's right. Hey. All right.
I told you they had the pina coladas.
On her way to the get down dance floor, bartender. Give one of those special pina coladas. You know the one with the white rum that's got the coconut water in it? Yeah, use that. All right, stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is essentially Janice. And J-Rod, we're going to move from a lethal poet to one that's just got some lips. Hey, Miss Lips, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Phenomenal. Glad to have you.
Hey, J-Rob.
I'm going to try to say this like David Mott.
Well, hello, Miss Lips. How are you doing?
What? I want to say it like David.
I want you to say it like you.
There you go,
Miss Lips.
What's going on?
And how are you this evening, beloved?
I'm good.
And it's good to hear
been
you.
Been mulling over
you
this topic. Over this topic.
And what do you have a piece?
I actually changed my mind listening to Mojave because his piece was so moving that I changed my mind on what I was going to present. So for me, stretching the pen is one of two things, either writing something that's way outside of what I normally write or writing the truth that I never let anybody see about the life I've lived.
Mm. Well,
oh, wow.
So,
here's what we're going to do. I'm going to grab Van by the hand, shake my brother's hand like we normally shake hands. We're going to back away from the mic, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down. How about that?
Okay. This piece is called An Unlived Life. How do you define a life that has been pushed down and bound by so much pressure that it not only doesn't have a dream, but it has no idea how to dream? A life that is so used to imitating reality that it no longer knows how to differentiate true living from only imitations of life. Someone who was once a child of hope, someone who believed in beauty and art and music, not just going through the motions because her desires were stolen by a sense of unnecessary duty, to family, whose only concern is what they want and need, and not whether her needs are ever met, who taught her to believe that her life was created with the sole purpose of giving them security when they got old, and that her life would only become hers when that duty ceased to exist, and then only really when her sibling, who is younger, can go on and not need her. To friends, real or perceived, who only call when they're in need and have nothing to offer when need darkens her door. To relationships full of promises with no means or intentions of being kept, just for the chance to use her trust and then discard her when she no longer amuses them. So how does she escape? She tried running, but the life is so deeply seated within her that she feels obligated to return, only to be greeted with guilt for trying to live as God intended. Free will has no place in her life because to do anything she desires would mean disappointing someone else, an act that is unacceptable and punishable by distance and silent disapproval that makes her apologize to them for ever thinking she had the right to live anyway. Even the fact that this is being put into words frightens her because she fears the repercussions of what will happen if they see. So how does this life unlived find her true light? Can she ever really have the things so many take for granted? Or has she been hobbled so long that her light will never burn true? Can someone tell me how to live? Really? Poem.
I dig this. This is so revealing, at least a piece of you, not the whole you, just a piece of you. It's so revealing, and this is something that Van and I have talked about on countless occasions when we ask poets to step up to the microphone. We tell people it's not easy to step up to the mic and spit your truth, whatever it may happen to be. And this piece is exactly what we were talking about, and we tend to have that conversation on a regular basis. So thank you for sharing that with us in the audience that's listening. Van Meadows, what say you?
Miss Lips. I have to agree with my brother. This piece was very transparent. Definitely felt your emotions as you were reciting it. And I could tell that it came from a deep place. Because
yeah, it did.
Throughout the piece, for me, I just see and feel someone who is running just running, trying to get away, trying to find a balance, trying to find peace, trying to find themselves. So I appreciate this piece on so many levels, and this is definitely what we talk about when we say stretch our pens. So we thank you for bringing
it. I wrote that piece 10 years ago, but I never performed it. I never let anybody read it. It's never seen the light of day until after my mother passed.
Wow.
We are blessed and humbled.
Yes.
That you felt comfortable enough to share this on our show. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, the other part that we're all waiting for, you and those lips on a dance floor.
What he said.
I've been so craving a slow drag and a nice cold shot of some kind of sweet liquor, some Southern Comfort, something like that.
Well, the bartender is waiting. He just raised your drink, so go on over there, go ahead and grab your sip, and then go ahead and shake a tail feather.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, beloved.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips. Whew, my gracious. Man. All right, Jay. We lined up, bro. Next on the mic, area code 419. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Rebel Jones.
Rebel
Jones.
P.
What's good,
bro?
Rebel P?
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's good with
it's
you,
just
bro?
A slow drip of some old ink pens, brother. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
Good to be here, man.
Yes,
good
sir.
To be here. I'm going to do something a little off kilter tonight, and it might scare some of y'all. So, Van, if you look to the left of you, there's a box with a switch on it. I'd like you to flip that switch, and that'll let the fog into the room. J-Rob, I'd like you to hit the lights and put the spotlight on me and this circle that I'm standing in as I light these candles. I'm going to stretch my pen into the realms of the afterlife to be touched by the soul and spirit of Edgar Allan Poe himself. And this piece that he's bled through my ink is called Reflection, A Short Eerie Tale of Darkness. I awoke this night in a sweat. I stared across the room and saw myself in another place and time. Another time and place replaced my bedroom wall. A crow sat down upon my shoulder and a raven on the other. There were two devils speaking in my ears, and I asked myself the whereabouts of that other fella. The raven and the crow kept on for hours, filling my brain with darkness and bad ideas. I lost time from here. I was taunted and tempted into unthinkable acts with an axe, and after that I was no more of that which existed within the shadows. A murderer, a killer, I am a man no more, for I stepped into my reflection on the other side of a transparent door that led me to a wickedly mirrored world, and I killed many unbeknownst to self, for all I had as proof was the blood upon this act. You're free to go, Edgar. Thank you for helping us here. That's that piece.
Bro, you a bad dude. I love the setup. I dig when you took the crow. I love this. I love this. I love this. I'm a diehard fan, so you got to excuse me when I get hyped when you do shit. I'm just a diehard fan of yours, bro. I'm just a diehard fan. Pardon my exuberance, man. Pardon my youthful exuberance, but I'm a diehard fan. Van Meadows, what say you, bro?
You had my attention when you told me to flip the switch, start the smoke in. And then it was something that you said in the opening of that piece. Two devils on your shoulders and you's trying to figure out where's the other fella. Bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bruh.
That right there. Woo!
That right there ushered in an element of...
This stretched my pen so far out of my element because I'm usually very spiritual. I'm usually, I don't know, more profound, more philosophical, you know, and not so much of dark tales and scary stuff, you know what I mean? So this stretched my pen.
And see, it's because of poets like yourself that could look at this not as a challenge but an opportunity to do something that's not consistently in your wheelhouse, why Van and I put shows like this together, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming through with
thank
this.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
It was an honor
I
to
dug
do
this, man. I dug this on a lot of levels. Yeah, when you channel your inner Edgar Allan Poe, bro, listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something. Don't you ever be afraid to write like that.
Yeah.
Because you spark some creativity in a lot of us when we hear stuff like this. Because I'm telling you right now, if I wasn't on this show after hearing that, I'd be writing right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm about
right
to dive
now.
Into something okay, after yeah, this show man. Because of what you just did, Reb. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man, because Edgar Allan Poe, he's just one of those cats, man, whose poetry is on such a different level. And I think I've written one piece along the vein that he would write. And hearing you like this is letting me know, yeah, I need to dive into that a little bit more. So I thank you, bro. Real talk, man. By the way,
the setup was not part of the poem. I just put that together in my head while I was talking to you guys. So
it worked. So I don't care if it wasn't,
yes,
brother.
Bro.
It worked.
It definitely
it
worked, man. For sure. For sure.
The setup was dope. It worked.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you. Well, that little freestyle propping there by Rebels. So
you keep doing that, man. I am not knocking that. I dig
not
all
at all,
of it.
Bro. Not at all.
I
well,
dig
thank
all
you,
of
gentlemen.
It.
Hey, by the way, y'all's pen stretching is phenomenal. I got to pat both of you guys on the shoulders and shake both your hands. You guys, I just want to touch y'all's pens real quick just to get some of that blessing. You guys are incredible.
Oh, salute to you, King. Thank you, man.
Salute you, brother.
Thank
we appreciate you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Dig it. Even,
hey, man.
It's
even
an honor
my
sister. It's an honor
man,
to
I got
to
tell him. Even
go
my
ahead,
sister
him,
Kim. My sister Kim hit me up on my phone, and she said, yo, Rebel, fire.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, man. hey, man, listen. If nobody told you today, allow me to be Rebel P for just a few seconds and thank you for waking up today, bro.
Say that part.
You gave me goosebumps, man. Thank you. Thank you for waking up today, everybody. I love y'all.
Love you
my
too,
man.
Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, that's D.R. Saar's own Rebel P. Jones, man. Man, with that's a fire piece,
bro.
Oh, my God.
That right there. God. Kim said to Rebel P, if you're still listening, brother, you are most welcome. Yeah, yo,
bro.
That right there.
Let's bring in this next artist, man. Not a knight, not a pawn, but he is definitely a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, Mr. Van, Mr. J? What's really going on, man? Y'all set the
what's
bar.
What's happening, sir? What's happening?
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
You know, I feel real good, man. I've been messing with folks all day long, you know, trying to keep them sharp. Time you got to get them off of that main vein and open up a new tributary.
Ain't nothing wrong
right
with
on.
That.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, Sir Lawrence, question, good brother. Is your piece locked and loaded at the moment?
Actually, it is. And, you know, this is an interesting topic because this piece, I have to explain this piece before I do it because
okay.
it it fits everything y'all been saying. I tried to enter this contest, and it was a time limit on it. They provided 10 words you had to use, and it had to be clean. And, mm-hmm. and so already that took me smooth out of my parameters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then 5 of the words I had to look up because I didn't know what they were. I know what they meant, which
okay.
caused me to be two minutes late, so I couldn't enter. I couldn't enter my piece in the contest. But anyway, so I do the piece. This is a short piece. Do you need to hear the 10 words first for it to make sense, or what?
I mean, yeah, brother. We got. Listen, man. Otherwise, we don't know what you give us all this background, brother. How are we supposed to know, man? So you about to give us those words, bro?
Okay. Here are the 10 words you had to use. Anchor, wombat, posse, inhale, rough, theremin, which is a musical instrument, by the way, cloister, scumble, justified, and Shropshire. Okay. Shropshire is basically a blackface sheep, but I had no idea what that was, you know. And 4 of the other words. But anyway, so those were the parameters. And then it was the time limit on it.
Okay.
And then it's untitled. Oh, there's one other thing I have to set up. This wombat literally drops square turds.
Nah, I got to hit a piece. Go ahead, bro.
All right. We stood over the left corner, anchored, all wearing wombat T-shirts, hoping it was understood. A group of wombats to be known as wisdom. The whole posse poised with unlit pipes, waiting to inhale if someone asked if it was rough, dropping squares. After the performance, watching her play the theremin, we came to understand how a cloister housing the notes being pulled and harnessed stumbled within the thin air. Justified experiencing this instrument for the first time brought back the memories of realizing the double benefit, like the calling card of a Shropshire. MP.
That's that piece.
Oh, okay. I'm like, my man, because I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, come on, baby, I know something coming.
No,
and you're like, nah.
Look, I was struggling with that. You understand? But like I said, you know, half of the words I didn't know. I was on the tight window. And anyway, that for me, was stretching my pen.
I like that. I like that.
I love it. I love it, man.
So the consolation prize is, now that I know what a theremin is, this musical instrument that works off of the electromagnetic field, I got a book coming, and then I'm going to understand it, and then I'm going to actually buy one.
All right.
It's when you buy one, that means M-I-N. That means when you buy one, that means you got to play it, and then you got to do pieces, and, you know. Yeah, I can't wait for that,
all
man. I can't wait for that.
All of it, for real, though.
Yes, sir. Well, all my right. bro, we're going to get you over to that Get Down dance floor, because, you know, Sir Lawrence always got moves, y'all. I mean, always.
And they always waiting for him.
You know what I'm saying? I've been practicing with the doorknob, man. I'm going to just tell you the truth.
Ha!
My two-step.
He got a mean two-step, ladies, so you better hold on.
Yes, sir.
Go do your thing, brother. Go do your thing.
Come on.
All right, bro. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence on his way to the dance floor with that two-step. Whew, man. Bam. Ladies and gentlemen, make this quick announcement. If you are listening in online, you have 5 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show. So dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1. Next artist on the mic, area code 651. Welcome to the Get Town. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's happening, my ebony and ivory poetic royalty brothers? How y'all doing? It's Pheromone.
Ooh-wee, I know this boy.
Hey, Pheromone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby. My
hey,
baby. How y'all doing? I mean, hey, this show is hot.
This show is hot.
And the brother just left, Sir. What's his name, Sir?
Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. So Lawrence, that was dope. I mean, come on now, he did that.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah, and when he ended it with the blackface sheep.
Yeah.
I was like
that part.
That part. Was I like that. Yeah, the whole show is see, what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to get in my bed later on tonight and listen to the playback, because you know it was so much strong stuff going on here, so many emotions and stuff.
Yes.
That you know it's overwhelming, and yeah, so I'm gonna have to roll back that beautiful beam footage. You know what I'm saying?
As you
absolutely
should.
Absolutely. Definitely. And then let us know what we missed. And then now you're charged with letting us know what we missed now.
Hey, and I will do it. You know me.
I know that's right.
I will do it. I missed you guys. Yeah.
We missed you more.
Yeah. So, the question is stretching the pen. When you're able to draw in a person, whether they're reading or you're speaking, and able to take them somewhere, like just create a whole new space and time for them, and they could get a visual by reading your words, you stretch a pen, because everybody can't do that. You know, have you ever picked up something and start reading and you'd be like, what the hell? What was that? You know what I'm saying? But then you get other people, you read their stuff and you like, what is this person? You know, how can they do this? And that's what I try to do, whether it's with written or on paper or through spoken word, you know. That's what I try to do. I've been trying to stretch my pen for, man, since I was 13 years old. And it's a metamorphosis, you know, and you just keep evolving.
Yes.
It's no end. It's no
mm-hmm.
end. Yeah, pins up.
All right,
exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Pin drop.
So now that pins are up, here's the question. Is your piece locked or loaded?
Yeah. It is.
Then let me grab my man, take 2 steps back and step to the right, and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. Words. His words, once I swallowed them with ease, like sipping sweet tea, but now they make me so sick to my gill, I can only choke and dry heave. Once delectable words which rang superb, now vacuumed, sucked away tightly in a rusty-lidded old mason jar and placed on a shelf where they will never be able to hurt me again. Please, Father, help me to forget them. Take away the part of me that wants to remember him. And if I ask you to hurt him now, Father, would that be a sin? I'm spinning down a road I never thought I'd be able to travel again, but I'm doing it. Through targeted, well-placed vices, spoken with love-laced, deceivable cruelties, I'm torn, and now he got me doubting my beauty. His suffocating chatter, smothering all common sense of me that is not common, he took pride in his asphyxiation tactics, meticulously cutting off my oxygen with his relating, rotating tongued abominations dangerously flickering at the lips of my soul. But with love, never anything said. Never anything said of him with real love, because he has no recollections of ever dealing with positive affection. His masquerade is lethal. His sort of wits I title medieval. But I wanted so damn much to be loved by he. I became feeble. The kind of love I wanted to find in this man, inconceivable. Gifted lies spoken drew me hopelessly into his soul of a deep pitted grave, having no bottom, just a dank, moldy hole. My mind never ever being consoled. Empty-worded, nightly spoken lullabies serenade me into a dream state, but when I awake, the bitterness of his loveless lies saturates my palate so much I have lost my sense of taste, turning what was pure and innocent into a well-chiseled form of hate. A hateful man be the bartender of this concoction, gesturing love, a tease, conforming my thoughts of him into being a king, a clever disguise, for underneath his comely flesh roiled a spineless, cowardly, brute beast. Oh, my heart, he wanted to feast. His loveless words, his quotes, his pleads, it pleads against my temple. These words, they plead against my temple like wooden shutters banging upon windows, directed like a skip recording of damaged wind, leaving me with a broken heart, ripped into soggy pieces, dripping wet from begouting tears, to the point I want to die. I died, I'm dead. My loss, his win, notify my next of kin. Trembling lips whisper from the pit, How could you ravish the loving part of my spirit and leave me without a single goodbye? You are truly a beast of your craft. And that's that piece.
This has so many gems.
I'm digging this. And because I wish we did. I wish we had. I wish it was the time. Fremont, I need a favor. If I could please ask you to indulge me.
What's going on, bro?
Can you please post this in the event page? Because I'm going to hit you back channel because I got some questions because this piece is sick. It is really fucking dope.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so humble.
I thank you. Because I got some questions, but I know we got some other people, and I don't want to extend it because Van will beat me up if I do it again.
No problem. It's all love. Thank you so much.
No, Fairmont, this is amazing. Amazing piece of poetry. I love it. I dug it. And, yeah, the questions are endless.
She's bad. She's bad as hell, Van.
But please post it on the event page so I can reread it and ask questions because, ooh, I got some. You're definitely
thank
bad.
Thank you, so I'm not alone. Okay.
Bad.
That's how you know we in sync because I got some questions for you. Please post that. Please. Please, oh, please.
Okay. I will.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much, beloved. I like her.
I love
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Oh, see? Oh, she said she loves you, man. Thank you. Thank you, DSP. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just thinking it, Jay. You took the words out of my mouth. But, all right, Mons, we're going to send you on over to the dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, peace and blessings, Kings.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pheromones. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it into overtime. I see you poets, La Pearl and Negra, Joe the Verbal, C-Double, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. Two other numbers I don't recognize. Just J, TJ King, Spade, affectionately known as Rakim. Another number that I don't recognize. And Tilly Shaw. Okay, y'all. But Jay, this last hour is going to be...
Hey. Amen. Let's not dilly-dally. With the words, let's get these poets.
You ready?
Let's get these poets.
Ladies
let's get these poets.
One half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Dave.
Hello, La Pearl La Negra.
Oh, Lord. You know what? You got that event page jumping. I'm going to tell you something, Tina Marie. Is one of my favorite artists, hands down. I love her. We got the Brothers Johnson, Stephanie Mills, Heatwave, I mean Frankie Beverly and Maze, the SOS Band. Oh my God, the Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Tina Marie. I can't, man. You're killing it. You're killing
Come on,
it.
I'm doing it with the Maxi Priest and Shabba Ranks joints now.
Oh, stop. I'm such a fan of Maxi Priest. Oh my God. You're killing
me. Oh, Maxi.
And y'all
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're killing me. And y'all pieces. Why do y'all always have to, I'm not going to talk a lot because I'm going to be another caller. Why do y'all have to set the bar so high all the time? What is that about?
I have no idea what that is.
I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
I just
write poetry.
I do what Van tells me to do. I do what Van tells me to do. I do the event page.
I just write poetry.
Awesome.
That's all I do. I just write poetry.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you. Man, your pieces.
But J-Rob
awesome.
Wrote my piece,
awesome.
so you got to take that up with him.
Well, you know, I get Ms. VIP to help me out here and there with a few pieces because I get stuck. So, you know, I understand. I respect to it. And Mojave, if you're listening, you didn't finish telling me what you had to tell me earlier. I had to just throw that out there. When you said same bat channels, they robbed that brought back to mind. And I have to mention that now because I don't retain stuff very well. So.
Well, that being the case, you know what I'm asking. You know where I'm going. You know where
mm-hmm.
I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So. I need you to explain to Van and myself and the listening audience and the people that's online, if they still are, if they're not, if they're listening to the feedback, what does stretch your pen mean to you poetically?
We going to step back and let you get on down.
Well, first off, to answer your question, it means for me to reach deeper than before into my soul each time. Now, my piece is untitled because I'm like waited till the very last minute. I didn't have anything written, so I read up and wrote something. So, and it's short. Y'all know me. Okay. He saw the rain falling through my windows and asked me why I cried. I said, my spirit can't find my heartbeat. He held me tight and said, well, tell me your story. I said, if I can't feel you in my soul, I don't want you in my bed. Because I want our heartbeats to have that endless conversation while our skin takes notes on touch, taste, scent, and the different levels of vibration. And I know my free spirit can be scary, but I promise there's nothing to fear. And he said, I'm not afraid. So don't cry. Just kiss me and breathe with me and allow the simplicity to galvanize our desire and engulf our minds in the unlimited passion that only we can generate. Expose me to the depth of your waters so that I may swim in the pureness of real love, and I will retrieve your heartbeat. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Oh, you just came in here.
I mean, ooh. Wow.
Yeah, that part.
Wow.
You know,
we have this thing on the Inspiration Factory about people packing a lot of substance in little words, and you did that. You definitely did that with this. Dope ink, J Rap.
If you could see me standing up, putting one hand behind my back and my front hand touching my forehead and bowing down in royalty, that's what this piece does. Allow me to please take my right foot, put it behind me, tap my forehead with my left hand and bow before you. That is an awesome piece.
Wow,
awesome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, you guys. Thank you.
I'm digging that a whole lot. I'm digging that a whole lot. Van Meadows, what say you?
I already said my piece.
My bad. I thought you had more. My bad.
Thank you.
But you can let everybody know what you got going on, La Perla Negra.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Saturday night. I don't know. Is this my Saturday? Yeah, this is my Saturday. Ain't it? I think it is.
It is.
Okay, all right. Saturday night at 9, I co-host with Stan the Man Phillip on Poetic Therapy. And that is this Saturday at 9. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, where I host it for real, the poet, Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, essentially Johnny and Poetic. Y'all come on through Monday night, because we got a second half of the show where it's called Pick Up Your Pen. Y'all will love it. Talk about creative writing, definitely helps you tap into your creative side. Wednesday night at 9, I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva is VIP, and that is the Love Zone. I don't have a topic yet, but y'all know me. I'm going to pull something out of that. And I know you're going to love it. So come on, y'all, Wednesday night, and get caught up in the Love Zone.
Indeed. Now, get your butt on over there, that get down dance floor and shake your tail feather.
Well, definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Perla Negra, take your socks off, baby. All right, all right. Next up, J-Rob, is our good brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, Poetic? J-Rob the Wild Son, how you doing, brother?
In the words of Martin Lawrence during the Bad Boy movies, oh, Joe! What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man, catching this breeze, man. It's been hot all day.
That's what's up. So.
Doing good, bro.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Van Meadows, is it my turn or your turn?
Nah, I got it, bro. It's my turn. So,
do
you're the verbal mind dancer. What does it mean to you to stretch a pen?
For me, I mean, you know, I stretch my pen all the time, but to really stretch it, I lean toward more, let's say, structured poems, like Villanelle, the Sistina, something like that. You know, I get into the structure of that and the rules and regulations with writing a poem, you know, such as that. So that, for me, is stretching my pen.
I like that.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Absolutely. I like that too, Jake. I like
that's
that.
That's what's up. I like that a lot.
We're going to step away from the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, brothers. This is called Behind the Man, and this is a Sistina. With a sudden push, he heads into the world. Questions unable to answer yet. He jets past the sore diapers to reach in full grasp to the meaning of tears. He toys with the idea of emotional distortion, a little manipulator on the elevator to higher education. With the start of school, blocks, crayons are an easy education. Nap time, cookies and milk, yes, he's ready for the world. His day is proportioned, regulated without distortion. Teachers, preachers, all play a hand. He doesn't get it yet. Studies grow harder with each passing grade, the tears. Years of waking up only to face school days, freedom out of reach. He progresses, professes to be a lover, the teacher out of reach. He learned to choose his words wisely, the dedication to education. A predisposition to use, he found out what would cause tears. His young years provided a means to win over the world, only seeing projected image of a man he wasn't yet. Pride was his enemy as he looked into the mirror of distortion. He graduated with honors, continuing to live in distortion. He ran with the wrong crowd, good jobs he couldn't reach. Sought a life of drugs and vice, squandering his education. A downward spiral from potential to the pit. He wasn't done yet. He met a young woman with a knowledge of the world. Self-pity in a ditty of his song and dance brought her to tears. She stood back and blessed him right, drawing out his tears. It took a few years to reinvent his mental distortion. She helped him change his views of the world. She gave him hope and let him know nothing was out of reach. Expanding his horizons with love and a new education, he dropped back now and then, knowing she wasn't done yet. They persevered through the trials, and what's better yet, they tried with every stumble, every night filled with tears. Talking out with waves heavy, furthering education, she worked out the why of his distortion, clinging strongly to the man so far from reach. Hand in hand they worked, door open to a new world, a place where he could be free from distortion, a place where a heart was in his reach, a place where past events won't sway the love of his world. It's my peace. Thank you.
Wow. Man, you know, Joe, your pieces, man. When you write like this, bro, these storytelling pieces, man, you just got to pay attention because they be so chock full of jewels and gems, man. And this piece is amazing. Mind Dance, man, I love this piece, man. J-Rock.
Joe, one of the reasons that I'm such a fan of your work, when I hear you have a very, very unique delivery, and I pay attention to pitch and tone in sound when it is delivered, and it's the stuff that draws you in when you, the way your afflictions hit at certain points. And it's not that it hits at every word that rhymes, but it's the way that the pitch hits that draws you in, and when it captures it at the right point, your voice does this thing, and it's really, really cool. As a fan of your work, I think it's incredibly cool. So I love listening to you when you do your thing, brother. And this piece is definitely along the same vein of what I'm talking about. Salute to you, King. Salute.
I appreciate it. Let me give a brief description of what a sestina is, if you don't mind. A sestina is a six-verse form consisting of six stanzas. Of each six lines, each normally followed by a three-line envoi. The words that end each line of the first stanza are used in the line endings in each of the following stanzas, rotated in a set pattern. So
got
let me
you.
Look that up, and once I got that, then got I had to come up with a form for this. Yeah, so appreciate that, gentlemen.
You did your thing
appreciate
on this,
you, brother.
As a fan, again, I
absolutely
salute you, King.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother. Man, get on out there on that dance floor, Joe. Show them what the mind dancer can do, man.
Yeah, you should call me the Bop King, so yeah, I can throw a little bop on you.
Yeah. That's my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, yo.
My man.
My brother, man, we're going to go from a mind dancing man to a C-Double-34 music, y'all. C-Double, what's good, bro?
I'm doing well. You know, it's almost time for me to closing time and stuff like that. I'm just sitting there and enjoying this show and enjoying all the artists that have shown up tonight. And I'm wondering, what did I miss?
Well, considering the fact that you're here, brother, you didn't miss a thing.
Okay, so we're playing Aerosmith now?
A little bit of this and a little bit of that, brother.
Oh, and I know you saw my message, J-Rob. I mean, you put my two women on playlist right there.
I had
a threesome with them. You know that.
Come on now. You know I had to. It's what I do.
Like, yeah, now I'm going to have nightmares like Dana Dane.
Enjoy them nightmares, Daddy. Enjoy those nightmares.
Nightmares. Dana Dane.
No, you didn't, man. Stop.
Good to hear from you, bro.
So,
good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Joe, as you already know, brother, tonight we're asking poets, what does it mean to you to stretch your pen? And I'm going to already assume, because I know the musician in you, your piece is already locked and loaded, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Then, hey, let me advance, take two steps back to the side, and let you go on ahead and get on down, brother.
Thank you very much. This piece is based on my favorite male singer named Dwele, and the title is called Sketches of a Man. I've been stretching my pen like it's Armstrong. Since the age of 11 in the spring of 1977, when my brother Eric was just an infant in the crib, never knew I'd be somebody God would bless with this gift. I remember my first time that I put down a scribe, a Happy Days parody called Onions Make You Cry. But the next one was a love song of lyrics and lines in a Bobby Womack, Ray Parker Jr. style called You and I. But then I thought I'd get sued for copyright infringement from two Motown superstars having the same titles between them. See, You and I was the titles for Rick James and Stevie Wonder. I sang the song hiding in the room of my uncle. We're both the same age, and outside his room he caught me listening to the melody and said, this was awesome. And that's how my foray into creative writing started, except one problem. My goal was to get better at drawing. Just won the city spelling bee in my hometown of Rochester. Got a trophy in encyclopedias and my face on Channel 10. I started liking girls and saw a tall, thick one with an afro, light skinned and beautiful. At least I thought so. And with my words, maybe I had a chance. This seventh grade Amazon princess name was Sean Cutler. I wrote her three well-thought-out love letters saying she's the one for me. She rose up around her friends laughing and said I was disgusting in her discussion, treating me like Benson the butler, and I was crushed by my crush. Damn. But in my writhing pain, I kept on writing things to hide within my shyness that would define me. Then as my feelings would combine with pen, sometimes it would be my mic in hand as I pretend I'd be that knight in shining armor, though I was short and scrawny. First time I had a mic, I tried to be Bill Cosby on this amateur show, but I froze on stage and people gonged me. But my lyrics was my Ritalin of written words that would calm me as I'd imagine myself as someone else living in someplace balmy instead of this ghetto heaven with my friends amidst gang weaponry. In this high school, I didn't feel I was meant to be in, but a DJ in the cafeteria, that was everything. Hearing Cameo, Fatback, and the Sugar Hill Gang was a breath of fresh air. I watched Charlie's Angels before they became independent women of destiny, wishing I drove Starsky and Hutch's Red Torino before I became C-double. I was just a C-note. But it's an epiphany that I'm here, known as this poet with pen in hand, given the history of the sketches of a man. By the way, looking back, she rejected a man with class. Sean wasn't even all that with that pancake-shaped ass. In peace.
Yeah, go ahead, Big Chief Bad Boy. Van Meadows, what you saying?
Man, see, Devil, man, this piece is fire, man. There's so much to unpack in it. But my bro, you always end with something that's going to rock us and make us be like, yo, that was funny. That was hilarious. But this is a dope fire piece. J-Rob.
You always drop something in there like an Easter egg because something's coming musically. And your poetry drops a couple of Easter eggs in there just to let people know, you better watch out because I got something for you. I give you dumb props for this because, brother, this is an awesome-ass piece. That's why I was laughing at the end because I was like, this dude here. Awesome. Awesome, man.
My brother, I can't wait to hear what's coming musically, man. We're going to get you over to the dance floor and keep this party going. My brother. Oh, man, we lost him. He dropped.
Ugh. Oh, damn.
Dang it. Yeah, he's not going to be able to get back in. All right, let's keep it moving. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, what's good with you, bro?
I'm chilling, man. You know, get a lot of time to call in shows. But, you know, some will call in. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you, man.
Support my Go-Go brothers.
As you should.
Appreciate you too, brother.
Yeah, so I support as much as I can. No.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely, bro. Man, listen. J-Rob got a question for you, bro.
Good brother.
Go ahead.
Tonight's show is what does it mean to you to stretch your pen? And before you answer that, I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is locked and loaded. And in the essence of time, I'd like for you and Van would like for you to dive right on in and get on down. Is that cool?
Okay. I bring a written piece. So it's based off my mind. So I'm gonna have to do a freestyle called Lyrical Inch and the Lyrical Inch. Lyrical Inch and that's what I'm going to call it, Lyrical Inch. What does it mean? What does it spell within the universe? Like the days of my life, it's coming real strong. When I check my engine, my words are description, like giving anything that's negative an eviction. There is a notice that I stay focused. But in these words of value, that I never be hopeless. You see, I'm more like a lyrical engine. Exploit my pen. Where do I begin? Times 10. Make it 100%. And in any event, my words come within the sequence. You have the power to direct of my ways and my words to carry over. And Mary, to the words, I marry my own words that hold my own composure. Timing of the essence, more of the words to invest. But I never sell for less. Excuse me. Yes. I'm doing a poem. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm my trainer. But I never sell for less. My time is doing soon. That I never lost. My words is never false. In this time of my dialogue, my words is meant for something else. To showcase. Excuse me. Yes? What? I slept early. I'm about to sleep in a few minutes. I'm sorry, y'all. I said I'm about to sleep in a few minutes because I slept early.
All right, so we just gonna have to move on. We just gonna have to move on. We're going to go to area code 919. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
1 second. This is Granville.
Granville, are you eating man? Are you eating man?
Yes, sir, yes. Let me swallow this mouthful. I'm eating some water. Oh, yeah. That's a little better. Okay. Yeah, I was eating. I shouldn't be eating this late at night, but I'm tired. And when I get tired, I start to eat because I don't want to sleep. But anyway,
that's all right, brother.
I stayed up to catch you.
Glad to have you, J-Rob.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Good brother.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, sir, good brother. What does it mean to stretch your pen to you, Granville, to you? What does that mean to you?
To stretch my pen means to share my observation of life with the people. My pen is the medium.
Okay.
That I use.
We have a question.
Yes.
In the essence of time, because we're running kind of short, is your piece locked and loaded, good brother?
It is.
If your piece is locked and loaded, me and Van are going to stand back, let the mic come to you, and we want you to get on down.
Okay. This poem is called The Watcher. I am the watcher. They think that I do not see, but vigilance becomes me. It is my watch, and I watch, and I see.
Even when I am not looking, I see. For the vigil whispers their guiltiness betrays them, and they lay bare before me. I see. At this observatory post I stand, keeping watch, keeping watch. Fate has led me here. I see the travail of men on their daily march, driven by the scheme of things, their fate lacking, their fears multiply. There they stand in the valley of derision. Tomorrow, the illusion. Tomorrow, days goes into evening, then the night, and the process repeats itself. Magnificence or madness, for it is both. I'm forgetting the damn point. As it is both, like the oceans rushing to the shore, retreats only to return again and again, only to return again and again. Only to return again and again. Let me continue. It is, you know, it's like madness, but we find humor here, lest the madness. So I write as I observe, if only to shed some light on the dark and help us temper the madness. For we find humor here, lest the madness would be rampant. But art imitates life, so I write as I observe, and is bound to this irretrievably. I apologize. I made a couple of lines there that would make the poem more significant.
That's okay, brother. It happens.
We appreciate you, brother. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It was good having you, man. And I'm hoping that this is not the last time that we get you on the Get Down, brother, because I enjoy your pen.
Thank you, my brother. No, it won't be
absolutely,
the last time.
Absolutely, Granville.
It won't be the last. I'll be around. Trust me. I love it. I love it.
Respect. Love your brother.
All right. God bless
you. Respect, my brother. God bless you, brother. On his way to the dance floors, our good brother Granville, one love, one mic, bro. Man, peace is coming through. Next up, our go-go brother, West Coast go-go brother, Sincere.
Man, blessings to you, Jay. Hey, man, I'm wonderful. J-Rod, congratulations. Van Metal.
Salute, King. Thank you.
CMOS. Oh, no doubt. Take your CMOS and multivitamins. That will knock out the doses because I took two of them and the vitamins and sea moss is, you know, fighting it off. So you shouldn't get no feelings on your second one. Now, that being said,
okay,
I'm locked and loaded. Yeah. Let's ride.
Oh,
we'll
man. Well, listen, man. What is poetry? What does stretching your pen mean to you? Go ahead and get on down.
Let me prove you wrong. Then again, that's your view. As I stretch my pen according to your views, holding me back, pass that sex. Let me roll up on all levels. Sincerely downsizing my home of safety on my heterosexual binary tricolor trigger on my left-handed Ruger 12mm. Again, show me history that they helped us. Okay, I'll wait. And here this, mixture of wine and gas up on one note. Wait, the president made us drown and drink dragon piss. Let me hiss. Forget we came out of everyone in the hole, losing their homes while Obama cleaned that shit up. But
He never did anything significant enough for you house niggas. I said it again. I'll wait for a rebuttal on this. Ham. I can't see it now. Headline news. Obama is right now fucking up the nation with this white shit. Oops. He's not in office. Let me remix it. He's not in the House. He never had Russian fuck with our democracy. But you niggas got me crazy over here as to why the white nations have benefited us ass uphold. When even today the courthouses are filled with jail Negroes from the white laws. White newsflash, wait. You can catch me offline. We can rebuttal. Here's the trumpet. I made you forget the whole we're all in. After Bush stunk up the world, no one ever threw a shoe at Obama, never accused him of scandals, just lies to cover Bush 8 years anchoring. Shit, okay, I'm done for a debate. Let me pray my way in and off of my father's fame and white profiles to enter into university for your clout, fame, ambiance, ancient kisses. Trump, price of game is to prove me wrong. Oh, how they ever wanted us here. No one told them to pay for us, nor did we want it to be syringed with chains at the brook bottoms of the Dead Seas. Ask the dead whom jumped London, knowing that death is better than a white man handouts. Okay, I'll wait. Price of shame, price of debate and debt off a slave house, niggas. Back from being a traitor amongst purpose for slowing us down, I'm dead, dread man, a day from having to kill my own ego. Prove me wrong. Why we kill us? For a hood that we don't own? Why we kill us for a rag representing a color of a nation that's not even mine? Red and blue? Blood and cuss? Again, prove me wrong. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's their peace.
Yes, sir.
That's what it sounds when. That's what it sounds like when the coach is involved. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to him, Van.
I appreciate it.
Man, that's a dope ink right there, bro. Prove you wrong. Okay, prove you wrong, then try. Go ahead. Go ahead. Try.
Right? That part. That part.
Nah, man, some dope ink, man. Appreciate you,
man,
brother.
I'm humble, gentlemen. I'm there, no doubt. Blessings.
That was dope.
My brother. Thank you, brother.
That was
dope. Now we're going to get you one over to that Get Down dance floor, bro, so that you can, you know, show them some of them go-go moves from the West Coast.
From the West Coast. You know that's real.
Hey,
one
ready?
Love, one mic. I'm doing
one
my go-go
one
swing.
Mic, kid.
One love, one mic, bro.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, sincere, our West Coast go-go brother. We're going to go from a sincere go-go brother to Jess J on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I am so happy to be here, man. Loving the show, man.
Thank
appreciate
you,
bro.
We happy
you,
to have you, man. We appreciate you, man. What's good?
Man, y'all
what's
my two favorite guys in the same place at one time, man. You know, I got other favorite people, but y'all the two just together. That's what's up.
I love that, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Money appreciated, bro.
Good damage control.
This guy.
You're all right
this
with
guy.
Me, bro. You're all right with me, bro.
I've been married a minute, bro.
See, sometimes it's good. It's good to come up the rear, man, and on the tail end of things.
Right.
You know.
Hey, don't knock it. You know what I'm saying? But
that's right.
Like, man,
that's
I
right.
So much. But yeah,
right.
Man.
Get my
yes,
man
sir,
with that
please,
question
for the sake of time.
Well, good brother, as you already know. Tonight's show, and in the essence of time, is what we're asking you. What does it mean to you to stretch your pen? And is your piece locked and loaded as such?
My piece is locked and loaded. My reply to that is, I love it when another poet's piece is so good that it makes me feel inferior.
There you go. Hey, Van, step
yes,
back from the mic, brother, and let this brother go
I'm
ahead and get on
back.
Down.
Stepping back.
Time is a function of fluid design, an infrastructure for the precision movement of this entire universe. And it is not rigid. Space and time bends to the whims of mass, no matter how little or how great. the matter. Time acknowledges its existence. Time is like water, and it flows in every direction between every nook, cranny, and space, even in between atoms, quarks, neurons, Higgs, and bosons. Time versus corporeal entities is the undisputed. Show me the man who is in his grants that can refute it, whether he is rich or destitute. It even flows between thoughts and ideas. You see, time spaces out the how-tos and the how-dos to prove that thoughts of actions are true or merely fantasy. And just like that, a rise and the fall of a dynasty. Odorless and tasteless as far as we know, and the reason we don't know is because we would cease to exist without a moment of it. Time pushes the very walls of the universe outward at light years of speed. Time, truly a wondrous creation in peace.
Wow.
And the one thing we can't get back, time.
The one thing we can't get back is time.
Mm.
Can delay it, but you can't get it.
But you know what?
Amen.
I like, you know what I like about this piece, Jay? And I'm actually going to I'm going to give you a challenge. I don't usually give people challenges, but I'm going to give you a challenge. You talked about water going in every direction in this piece, and my challenge for you is to take that water in the direction of everywhere and relate it to time.
Right. Then flip the piece.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
All right. I got you, man. I you know, I need things like that, bro. I need things like that. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir, because I know that when you do it and you get into that headspace, it's going to be just as dope as this piece. So, yeah, bro.
I completely concur.
Thanks for the challenge, man.
I completely
concur.
Bro.
J-Rob.
Hey, Robski.
Bruh. I'm riding on Van's shoulders on this piece because I completely concur. It's an outstanding piece that stands on its own merit. And I stand with him on that challenge, bro. I need to
All
see
right,
that.
Cool. You know what? I need that extra push on that. Now it's confirmed. Hey, J-Rob, I did your piece on that Poetry Corner, man. That's a smashingly good piece.
Ooh, my man.
Like a woman.
My bro.
Salute to you, big boy.
Man, I appreciate you, J-Rob. You are a huge poet. Man, your knowledge of hip-hop, man. Man, if I was close to you, man, it'd be all the time on the porch, man.
Bro, we would have long conversations, and then I got a whole heaping load of people to introduce you to. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the Grandmaster Flashes, the Cassies, but that's a conversation for another time, man. We kind of short on
sir.
It. But
you,
man, we
love
gonna
you
talk,
guys. Y'all
you,
take care, man.
Build.
Love you too,
Thank
bro.
You, baby.
All right,
ladies
yo.
And gentlemen,
Damn.
Our brother Jess Jay coming through, man, doing damage, man, on his way to the dance floor. Man, next up, y'all. Hey, man, I'm pretty excited about this one right here. I'm pretty excited
talk
about
to
this one.
Talk
ladies
to
and gentlemen, we got the guy that I affectionately call our Rakim of this era because he is DSR CEO Kane Spade. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, Kane?
Yo. What's going on?
Today's
poetic.
A great day,
bro.
Hey, Rob, I mean, hey, I appreciate the praise right there, man. It's been a minute.
Hey,
it
man, it's
has
good to
been
hear
a
your
minute,
voice.
Bro. But it's definitely great to hear your voice, man.
Hey, great
How
to
you
hear
been,
you
bro?
All, man. Y'all got a great show on here, you know. I'm feeling the energy, you know. It's definitely good to hear hosts who enjoy what they're doing, you know, all the energy and the excitement that y'all put into the show, man. I can feel it. I can experience it. I can hear it, you know.
I thank you so much, man, and we appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, but I'm going to let you know, man. We miss DSR, man, and we can't wait for the triumphant return, man. I'm just letting you know, bro.
Oh, and just to let you know, we are coming back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I want to hear, man. That's what I want to hear.
Can't wait, baby.
I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. But I hear y'all got a question, though.
Give it to him,
Van. Sir. Yes, sir. To you, what does it mean to you to stretch your pen? And go ahead and get down.
What does it mean to me to stretch my pen and go ahead and get down, huh?
Yes, sir.
Basically, to go outside my zone. I mean, I don't even mean comfort zone. I'm talking about outside my limit, outside the box. I mean, outside my own frame of mind. I mean, I got to even change the way my thinking patterns are for me to stretch the pen.
That's what's up, bro. Go ahead and rock out. Get on down with your piece.
This piece is called Spoken, Not Existence. I think the whole world just skipped a beat. Well, if poetry never existed, then the name Kane Spade with my face wouldn't have come to be. But forget about me. The world, the past we learn from would have more dark days than anyone could ever believe. No poetry, no building blocks for the creation of music of old or even nowadays. So much war, so much pain, no venting, just action breaking through blood, flesh and bone, wrong satisfaction, hate. Escalates beyond the human imagination. Being civil or civilization would crumble at the masses. The weak would never get passes. Fueling anger would be normal, see? Love just a fantasy, or just not used by the many. A creation of language never to be created, experienced, lived, or absorbed. A side of learning to ever be out of our grasp. Would we even be human or emotionless robots? Would the USA be just another third world? I wouldn't even know the lot that listened to this piece. This piece would not have ever been written. The criteria, the substance to create poetry would never spark. DSR all day would be a desert mirage. Chaos, mayhem would be man's best friend. That line soothing the savage beast would never have been written. Savage would be the way of the world, the way of the mind state. Courtesy, a joke to make a maniac laugh while contributing to death, hate, and the negative. Sad, but this world would be asunder. That's how I stretch the thread of my pen. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what man,
I dig this dude's energy like crazy.
Ooh, y'all see why he's Rakim, right? You see why, right? Bro, phenomenal ink, bro. It's been a minute since I heard you spit, bro. And I'm so glad that you came through and you did so tonight, man, because you just let us know exactly what we've been missing and why we've been missing it. Thank you, brother, for that piece. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. This is high octane poetry. And as a fan, I can't wait for DSR to come back on. I take my seat and I bow.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Go ahead, man. Listen, man. I'm giving you promo spotlight right now, bro. Tell everybody.
Well, I'm going to say this. I mean, we don't have a date yet when DSR is coming, but we will be back hopefully this summer, you know, so prepare for more buffalo wings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, prepare for people talking about all damn day. I mean, for the new people, right. They like, what the hell is he talking about?
Exactly. That's what's, man. Hey, man, I'm excited, man. I can't wait, man. Just make sure that you keep us abreast and so that we can keep everything posted and promote you as well, bro, because DSR is a powerhouse, man, and you're truly missed right now.
Hey, I'm definitely feeling the love here. You know, much respect to y'all to Get Down, Epiphany Radio. One mic, one love.
One mic,
one love. And one mic, baby.
That's our brother on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, DSR CEO Kane Spade, our Rakim of this era. Man, whew. Let me get a lineup real quick. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, Van Meadows, Poetic on the Inspiration Factory. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Pearl, La Negra, Essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all. Tuesday night is Fly Speak with Mojave, celebrating Pride Month. Make sure y'all come through. Wednesday night's The Love Zone with La Pearl, La Negra, and who knows, will it be Poetic, Essentially Janice, or will Danielle bring somebody else into the fold?
J-Rob.
I guess you have to wait and see. Oh, J-Rob said he's available, Danielle. Sounds like a winner. And then, y'all, join us next Thursday for another fine edition of The Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, I want to start with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
To all the poets that came through, thank you so much for making The Get Down what it is. We truly can't do this without you, and I'm glad that you grabbed hold of what today's title was, and you all proved exactly how and why it's important for poets to stretch their pens. To Van Meadows, I stand and salute. As my brother, you know I love you, bro. And for what we were able to accomplish this evening is incomparable. And I know we're in our own lane, but, brother, without you, this doesn't happen. And I appreciate everything that you've been able to bring to make this thing happen. Tonight was exquisite on levels I can't even begin to imagine. So to that end, salute. Salute. Salute, King.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate you, man. Likewise, man. I love you too, man. And this show doesn't happen this way without you, man. The level of creativity that goes into this show, the just the time that we spend making sure that it's a quality program, not just for us, but for our listeners, for the poets. And we salute you because without y'all, there is no Epiphany Radio. And you guys came through tonight and showed the importance, like J-Rob said, of stretching your pen, because there was some dynamic poetry spit here tonight. You guys are the ones that make this show what it is, and we salute you. We appreciate you. To our CEO, author Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet, thank you, brother. Thank you for giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio, to be able to do these kinds of shows. Man, it's just been a great night, man, and please make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry. You know, one love, one mic. Anything else to be said, Jay?
The only thing left to be said is take your socks off.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.